28,000. The White House says that's how many people have been evacuated from Kabul in the past 9 days. Yesterday, President Biden promised that all Afghans who are evacuated will be welcomed to the U.S. once they're screened. He also said his original August 31st deadline to get American troops out may need to be extended. Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon.
Why does Biden say we may need to extend that August 31st deadline?
He's prioritizing getting not only every American out of Afghanistan, which was the plan all along, but in recent days, Biden has really put more emphasis on getting Afghan allies out of the country as well. Before, he had said the U.S. wants to, but Americans are the priority. His tone has shifted in recent days, and he says the U.S. is committed to getting everyone out. I think a lot of people just looking at the math, looking at the situation around the airport and the logistics of getting people to the airport have a hard time seeing that wrapped up by August 31st. The president has been asked about this a few times, and he has not committed one way or another, but has certainly left the door open to the U.S. staying past August 31st in the short term to finish these evacuations.
Although the Taliban issued a statement saying they don't accept an extension of the deadline, and there could be bad consequences should the Americans still be evacuating people after August 31st. What does that mean?
Well, the U.S. is in this position now of having to negotiate with the Taliban. The White House and the Pentagon have talked a lot about ongoing conversations about making sure Americans are able to get through to the airport. There's going to be a negotiation here. I think, you know, hypothetical scenarios, you could see the Taliban no longer allowing Americans through those checkpoints. You could see increased attacks at the perimeter, things like that. Of course, the U.S. has a lot of clout as well and could simply say, well, the U.S. is going to resume military activity in Afghanistan until this is settled. There's certainly a lot of conversations that need to take place. But I think the president has really emphasized in recent days that the military is committed to getting people out. And that's more important than the calendar as of right now.
So yesterday, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, was on ABC's This Week. He said President Biden was right to encourage mm-hmm. President Obama at the time to pull out of Afghanistan, that he regretted advising President Obama to stay there, and that they should have actually pulled troops out immediately after Osama bin Laden was killed 10 years ago. How is this conversation among other, not just those in the current administration, but past administrations evolving?
Sure. And another thing that I think was interesting was that this morning, Richard Armitage spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. He was, of course, a key Bush administration State Department official. And he said that he regrets the Bush administration did not try to wrap down operations in Afghanistan in early 2002, in the early days. And he said that, you know, his quote was, "My inbox was filling up on Iraq." The Bush administration focused to Iraq. Afghanistan began to lag. This situation right now is the result of 20 years of choices made by people in Democratic administrations and Republican administrations. And even though for a very long time now there has been a voter preference and a preference from a lot of people in this country to leave there, I think what we've seen the last couple of weeks is the reason why it didn't happen. Politicians, officials were worried about the short-term political consequences and the security consequences of what would happen in the vacuum if the United States did leave Afghanistan.
We are seeing public opinion polls dip, partly because of what's happening in Afghanistan right now. You just said it's short term. Is that the assumption that the public's backlash on this will be short lived?
That's certainly how the Biden White House is viewing things. You know, the president, his top advisors have made clear, look, they know the majority of Americans want to leave Afghanistan. They're doing this, and they think in the long term they'll be rewarded for that. You know, I talked to a conservative pollster, Kristen Soltis Anderson, about this. She works for Echelon Insights. She made the argument that that might be a misguided approach, that foreign policy especially, moods can shift very quickly.
So many Americans remember September 11th. We have the 20th anniversary of September 11th coming up. They know people who served, who fought, who died, who sacrificed so much in Afghanistan. Maybe they have veterans in their community who are going through a tough time right now, seeing what they're seeing on TV.
Of course, you know, there's a flip side to that argument as well. People who have repeatedly been deployed there maybe don't want to be deployed one more time. So, I think certainly this is something that we're going to have to keep an eye on over the course of several weeks and months, not right away.
Scott Detrow is NPR's White House correspondent. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.